Thanks very much, Janice. And by the way, look out for Janice. She's going to be doing a few gigs in England at the end of November. Details as ever on the BBC website, bbc.co.uk/radio2/folk. Now, my next guest is a national treasure, as well as having written one of the best-known songs of all time. He's produced countless other albums, great music over the years. He is one of my best friends. He's a great man, a great gentleman, and I mean that, a gentle man and a lovely person to know. I'm very proud to know him. Well, this year, and he's making no secret of it, he's going to be 60. And to celebrate the fact... Hey! To celebrate the fact, he's going to have a big concert at the Festival Hall in London on the 26th of November. So do look out for that. Would you please welcome one of the most wonderful human beings on the planet, Ralph McTell.
If I take you dancing down the streets to watch you laughing, it stops now in the spring night rain. It's just to watch you smile again. Understand, I hold your hand a little tight, as if by this I'd stop the night from running to morning light too soon. Candy bars and Paris moon, Paris stars. Did you count the times that we heard the chimes of Notre Dame cross the Seine to remind the sandy once again the time, just like the river was swiftly passing by. Do they make you sad or make you glad to think about the times we had? In my dreams you're dancing in the embers of an evening. I hold your hand a little tight, as if I'd stop this special night from running into morning light too soon.
Song from 1968. Can't believe it. Where have the years gone? This is a fairly new song for me. It's Tim mentioned gardening centres that sent a shiver through me. This is a song about peppers and tomatoes, but it has a slightly different message. The
this year in my garden. I grow peppers and tomatoes, peppers and tomatoes. They grow together well, and my neighbors all around me. They grow beans and potatoes, cabbages and onions in this village where we dwell. Later in the year, we will bring wine to the table. We will bring wine to the table. We will share what we have grown, like my father did before me, and his father did before him, and his father did before him. We will reap what we have sown. From this little patch of dirt, from this little pile of stones, I can wash the dust from off my face and skin. But this earth is in my bones. Military vehicles are moving through our village, moving through our village with young soldiers, ill at ease, unsmiling and uncertain, distrustful and unshaven, distrustful and uncertain, and all spoken constantly. And my neighbors say, don't worry, you are one of us, you are one of us. It will not happen here. But the next night at the cafe, when I bring wine to the table, when I bring wine to the table, they are sitting drinking beer. Last night the hand of friendship fell heavy on my shoulder, heavy on my shoulder, as I turned away to go, as I said goodnight to some old men and young soldiers, but humming tunes and singing words to songs that I did not know. Oh, there's a little patch of dirt. Oh, there's a little pile of stones. I can wash the dust from off my face and skin, but this earth is in my and my bones. This morning my wife told me that she'd been to church on Sunday. Being at church on Sunday, she felt the need to pray. Our children were baptized there, but it was just to please the old ones. It was just to please the old ones. Now I don't know what to say. Oh, this little patch of dirt. Oh, this little pile of stones. Well, I can wash the dust from off my face and skin, but this earth is in my bones. Tonight as dark is falling, I'm tending to my garden, tending to my garden and this crop that I have grown. And my truck is heavy laden, and soon I'll start the engine. Soon I'll start the engine, wake the children and be gone. And my shotgun, it is loaded, and it's hidden in the cabin. It is hidden in the cabin, and the evening's growing chill. And my mouth is dry, my hands are moist. If someone tries to stop me, if anyone tries to stop me, well, I'm ready now to kill. Oh, this little patch of dirt. Well, I can wash the dust from off my face and skin, but this earth is in my, it's in my bones. I am watering my garden when I
smell the cigarette smoke, smell the cigarette smoke, and I turn round in the dust, and I see the glint of rifles, but I cannot see the faces, but I recognize the voices that say you must come with us. Few songs that I actually play with a flat pick. I've started off wanting to play fingerstyle, and that's the most mostly what I do. So here's a little fingerstyle piece, sort of a ragtime kind of feel to it. This is dedicated to the wonderful Mr. Oliver Hardy. It's very tricky to play this. I always say that in case I just get a little bit extra applause at the end of it if I get a clear round. So here we go. Is to share the stage with Janice and Willie and Tim and all the guys. And this is a song called After Rain.
Oh, come on now. Dry your eyes, time will ease away the pain. Clouds disperse and show the clear skies, and the earth smells sweeter after rain. There has never been a deluge that could wash out every stain. In cracked pavements, weeds find refuge, and the earth smells sweeter after rain. Oh, the world is vast, but pain's horizon wrapped around us makes it small. But if you break out from this prison, depending where the teardrops fall. Out of barrenness, renewal. Hope is just a tiny grain. Irony is often cruel, but the earth smells sweeter after rain. And every left, when the floods receded, was surely bound to cause you pain. Just ignore all that's not needed, for the earth smells sweeter after rain. And sadness is a poor heart teacher. You're not alone, we're all the same. Running down the road to meet her, palace gate or factory lane. Joy is not to one confined, neither then is grief and pain. Water only draws the line, and the earth smells real after rain.
Ralph Mactell.